Cheryl from Illinois says, I have this horrible medical condition called a prolapse. It keeps getting worse, and I can barely walk, and I am in constant pain. A prolapse. I am in constant pain. It keeps getting worse, and I can barely walk, and I am in constant pain. A prolapse. I am not sure if I should have it surgically corrected. I also don't know if I should see a lawyer about suing the doctor. You got to give doctors a break. Some are faulty like anybody else. Doctors, lawyers, psychics. Sometimes you can take care of a prolapse and then it'll come right back. This time it'll be fixed. It'll be surgically hyped. It keeps getting worse. I can barely walk and I am in constant pain. A prolapse. It keeps getting worse. I can barely walk and I am in constant pain. A prolapse. But you ought to do some Kegels, Cheryl.
Excuse me, I should do a Kegel with your pussy like a barrel, dirty talons like an eagle. Girl, the nerve, this ain't sisterly advice. Questions webcast or your sister pay the price. Just because mother, I smell like your best. Don't treat your sister like you're treating all the rest. Doctors, lawyers, psychics all make mistakes. They wings, no they own Charles Lance, my lab's aches.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Nice, sweet turd.
Yes! Let's do this, bitch! I am gonna fuck it hard. Fuck it like I want it. Fuck it like you mean it. When my Nikki horde. Yes, hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. Back here to end the week with the Friday program. Got a great show for you. First things first, I would love to talk to you live on the program. If you're thinking about leaving a voicemail early in the morning or maybe early afternoon or something, why not try calling Distorted 3? I might be around, might be recording the show, and I might pick up. Give it a shot. Take a chance on romance. Yesterday on the Sideshow exclusive program, which, by the way, was so much fun. It was a really good episode. A DV listener called in, a freak, talked to me for a little while, asked me a stupid question about what animal I would like to be. So just like the voicemail segment, basically. A bunch of, you know, annoying calls. Anyways, as for today, I've got a lot of great audio to share with you earlier this week. Oh, god damn it. What? Don't. God fucking shit. Piece of crap mixer. Why is it doing this? Are we still on? I hope you guys were hearing those pops.
Heard before. I don't like to exercise.
What's going on?
I do it, but I don't.
Okay, hold on. We've just settle down here. There's a combination of things happening. First of all, my mixer keeps popping for some reason. Second, I haven't learned this new version of my audio software, and things just start. Sound clips just start playing once in a while. So I apologize for the clusterfuck that is DV. Let's get back on track here now. What was I saying? Oh, earlier this week... Can we just put on... just listen to a different podcast. How about that?
I think you have a very important anniversary coming up.
I do?
Yeah, you and your flesh lab. It's been a couple months, like 6 months or something.
Six-month anniversary.
Yeah, you're supposed to go to the mall, maybe go
make
to Friendly's.
Tape.
Awesome. You're like, here you go. It's all your favorite tunes and
it's
shit.
It's just like Alex walks in. There's like a fucking stereo, and there's a speaker, and I'm just...
All right. I'll try again. You can listen to this modcast on your own time. All right. Give this shit another shot. Recently on the program, I played a teenage-made documentary about the life of a fat girl. It was highly amusing. Here is a clip from The Tyra Show, and the topic just happened to be fat chicks.
These women are all living at risk in the danger zone of obesity, but they have...
Highway to the danger zone! Right into the... danger zone! I'm sorry. You know how big of a Kenny Loggins fan I am. You start quoting Kenny Loggins songs, and I'm all over that shit. All right, Tyra, continue.
Now, the reason Donna is not happy is because Donna is around 600 pounds,
ooh,
but she wants to weigh 1,000 pounds. That's different, right?
Yeah.
That's very different. So, Donna.
So, Donna, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Why do you want to weigh 1,000 pounds? I don't know if I've ever heard of a woman weighing 1,000 pounds.
I'm just really... fat just feels good to me. It just seems like the bigger I get... Honestly, when I look at myself, I think I'm, like, small.
Really?
I kind of have, like, reverse anorexia or something.
Later on, we learn that she has to weigh herself with two scales, and when she goes to step on the scales, they actually cave in.
So you look at yourself and you think that you're small.
Yeah, I feel like I'm small.
Wow.
But I just want to be, I don't like moving around.
That is a reoccurring comment from her. She doesn't like to move. It's not that she doesn't like to exercise. No, it goes beyond. She doesn't like to move at all. She just likes to just sit and not move at all. Like, no fingers moving or anything.
I look at people playing tennis, and I'm like, that's a lot of work. You know, I don't like movement. I just want to be big. I like my flesh. I like the way it feels, soft.
So, you know, if you're 1,000 pounds, you might not be able to get out of the bed.
Right. Well, that's okay, because she doesn't like to move, she says, right?
Right.
That's okay?
Yeah, that's something that really would be okay. I don't like to move, I'm telling you. It's just like I like to just relax and watch TV. And
we all like to do that, but...
and struggle to breathe. Now, I'm not going to play the whole clip here because it is over 8 minutes in length, but some of the things that we learn is that for breakfast, Donna will eat a whole package of bacon.
Uh-huh.
That's not all, though. A whole carton of eggs that she turns into scrambled eggs or something. About 6 pieces of toast and, you know, buttered and shit like that. And then a box of donuts.
I spend 2 to 3 hours online, usually.
Donna gets paid to take requests from people on the internet, telling her what to do.
Oh, God.
This guy wants me to put on a dog collar, and this other guy wants me to funnel 3 gallons of chocolate milk. Well, here's the one that wants me to wear lingerie, and here, this is the one that wants me to eat food off of myself.
Just gonna fish out all of the food droppings that are stuck in her, you know, folds from breakfast. Now, Tyra has some questions for this bitch. Oh, by the way, she does do everything that they request. She put on the dog collar, she drank 3 gallons of milk from a funnel, and then put on lingerie.
Do you want to gain 1,000 pounds because... you'll make more money on the internet, like to be the 1,000-pound woman? Is this like something that is just about money?
I love being fat. I love my fatness. I love the way I look. I was like really proud of myself when I saw myself on the there, and I know everybody's probably like, oh my god, but I just love my, I love the way I look. I love my fat, and so do
you really believe that? Do you think she actually really does
love herself, or is she trying to convince herself that she loves herself?
And so do hundreds and thousands of people.
Yeah, there's a difference between loving the way you look and being unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, do you understand?
Tyra.
Like, I actually love the fact that you love the way you look. I wish more women would be big and love the way that they looked.
Right.
My issue is the health. You can't even walk to your mailbox. Yeah. That doesn't scare you?
That's awesome.
That's awesome?
That's awesome. I don't like to walk. It's like so overrated. You guys wouldn't know unless you have...
Walking is overrated.
Actually, we're able to experience it.
Walking
you really
is overrated.
Get more out of life if you just don't move.
Are you in a relationship?
She's fucking nuts. You get more... How do you get more out of life by not moving?
If you just don't move.
Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I sure am.
With a black man, of course.
Yes.
An awesome one.
Now, unfortunately, I don't have much audio from the boyfriend. That's who I really want to hear from. But as Tyra was going to break, they were teasing the upcoming segment, and that's where you hear the boyfriend speak a little.
The way they sit, they have to sit with their legs open and their belly overflows into their thighs and takes up all that space.
Very sexy. So there you go. More fat chick audio for you. Switching gears a bit, I've got audio of a very angry, I don't know, Christ, here we go. Got a phone call coming in. Yes, caller, welcome to Distorted View.
Jagu!
Hey,
it's me again.
Who is this? Who's me?
The same person who called yesterday.
Oh, the one that asked dumb questions, all right.
Yeah, well, I also, I've done good things for you, don't belittle
what
me.
What have you done for me?
I got you Pony and RoboCop and Batman porn and some other sextastic these days.
All right, that's good enough. So what do you have for me today?
I was wondering if you had to suck a dick. I asked my roommate this and he doesn't know what he would do. If you had to suck a dick, would you rather swallow it or take it on your face? Which one's more humiliating?
That's a good question. If I take it on my face, do I have to taste any of it?
No, it doesn't necessarily go. You can just keep your mouth closed.
I'd probably take it on the face.
I assume while sucking it, you would taste something, but...
Oh. Well, if I was gonna, like, if I had to taste, if I was going to taste something, I would just, you know, just suck it up, quite literally, and swallow it all at that point. but if I could get away with it... without having to taste it, then sure, just blow it on my face.
All right.
Well, what about you?
No, I guess it would be much more humiliating to take it on the face.
I
think it'd be just awful.
Have you tasted your own semen?
No.
Well,
I can't say I have.
Have you smelled your own semen? Because semen does not smell particularly good. I can't imagine it tastes any better.
That's true.
I like how I'm acting like I've never tasted semen before. ew, it's disgusting. If I had to suck a dick, some sort of fucking.
I gotta assume you would get some anyway. I mean, you know.
Some, like,
either way, you're gonna have a bad taste afterwards.
Some cum would find its way into the, you know, crevice of your mouth and you'd taste it, so yeah.
Yes.
I guess I would just suck it all down then. Like a good boy. Like, if you're gonna suck a dick, you suck a dick, as Alexis K. Tyler says. You go all out. I mean, you don't pussyfoot around that shit.
Yes. You don't want to half-ass it.
Right, exactly. So yes, I would swallow every last drop.
Plus, I mean... Imagine if you still had your mustache. That would be...
I do have a mustache, and let me tell you...
you do? Well,
yeah, I've got a beard and a mustache, the whole thing. I have been having some issues with it, because I've been drinking a lot of...
I mean, if you think that cheesy smells bad...
Yeah. Yeah, imagine having cum in there. I think after a while... I don't think cum is as bad as the spoiled milk that gets in my mustache, though. I would much rather have cum stuck in there, I think. All right. Well, this has
why
been
do you
a very.
Have a mustache?
Why do I have? Well, it's part of my like I have a goat like I have a beard and it's a whole I have a facial hair. Have you seen pictures of me? Do you know what I look like?
Yes, I know what you look like.
Oh, okay.
But the most recent one I saw, I think you just had stubble.
Well, I mean, I don't have a large. I don't have a thick, full, 70s style mustache or anything. But I've got a little one. Don't take that out of context.
I've got a little one. All right, well, thank you very much for calling in. I'm going to let you go again. This was a much better question today, I have to say.
Yes, I'm getting better.
All right, well, come up with a good one for a Monday show. You have all weekend.
All right.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Right, nice phone call about a hypothetical blowjob. What was I trying to talk about? Oh, yes, a kid on some bus in England got very angry and started screaming.
Never bring up in my face.
I want to videotape.
Never bring up in my face. You dare tell me that. Fucking say it then. Fuck you, be careful. You be careful, mate. You be careful. Don't you dare say black in my face. Never.
This goes on for like 5 minutes of him just screaming.
You see, fat cunt. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off.
Yeah, things escalate rather quickly. It's only 30 seconds in and he's already calling her a fat cunt.
Fuck off. And it's annoying. I shut your fucking mouth.
You fat cunt. All right. Let's continue on here.
Don't fucking bring up fucking black.
This is what you get in
Vietnam. Peckham.
Apparently Peckham is a bad part of town.
Fucking dead! Bring up black in my face. I'll fucking get up in this fucking bus and talk about that fucking people. Get up in your face. Get up on your bus. Don't fucking talk about black people on this fucking bus. Because I don't fucking talk about black people. Shut your fucking mouth!
Is he angry about black people? Or did someone say something derogatory about black people?
On this fucking bus. Because I don't fucking talk about black people. Shut your fucking mouth! And fucking get your own fucking cunty lies! Shut up! Don't fucking talk about black people. What's your fucking problem?
There's the cunt word again.
Oh man, trust me, my mum will fucking shut your fuck. My mum fucking cut me.
Gonna get his mom involved.
What is your problem? What do you want to fucking fight or what?
I can't believe this kid is still on the bus. Why isn't the driver? I mean, the bus is stopped. Just push him out. Like nonsense.
You want to come out and fight? Come out and fight! Come out and fight!
Okay, I mean...
Come on now!
You get the idea. That's what's going on in Peckham! Peckham! And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. I did promise a video cast this week, and then I remembered I don't have my video editing software or really anything on this new computer. So it is going to happen. It just hasn't been posted yet. So yeah, sign up right now. You'll get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. Next week is going to be entirely comprised of brand new shows just for Sideshow members. So if you are not a paying member, you'll probably get best of shows or some other crap. Some crap that I quickly post and don't care much about. So if you want to hear new stuff, you got to sign up for the Sideshow. And again, I got to say thanks to all of my paying members. They are the reason this dopey little program continues. Three quick stories now, and then we'll get the hell out of here. This one comes from Colorado. A post office employee is accused of spitting his feces. Wait a second. Wait. What does that mean? Spitting his feces. That means that his feces was in his mouth. That's the way I read that. All right, yes, a post office employee is accused of spitting his feces on a police officer after being arrested on suspicion of drunken driving. Paul Andrew Kosolik, 61, of Durango, is suspected of felony assault, driving under the influence, and criminal mischief. He's free on a personal recognizance bond, meaning he didn't have to pay anything but agrees to make future court appearances.
Kosolek is a highly visible figure at the Durango post office. He works as a retail associate, helping customers with their stamps and postal needs. He's a 31-year-old vet of the U.S. Postal Service and has been working with the U.S. Postal Service in Durango since 1982. He remained an employee with the service as of Tuesday. What the? I want to know about spitting feces. That's what I'm interested in. Apparently, according to the arrest affidavit, the events began at 11:59 p.m. on February 11th when a police department officer observed a vehicle turn right without using a turn signal. Dun, dun, dun. The officer, Chad Langley, pulled Kosolek over. While speaking to Kosolek, the officer detected alcohol on his breath. Okay. Kosolek said he had not been drinking. Kosolek performed voluntary roadside maneuvers, but not to Langley's satisfaction. A preliminary breath test indicates he had a blood alcohol level of 0.142, three times the legal limit in Colorado. Langley arrested Kosolek and took him to the police station. At the station, Kosolek asked to use the bathroom. This is the part of the story that I'm interested in. Officer Langley twice found Kosolek asleep in the restroom. He told Kosolek he could not stay in the restroom all night to avoid the breath test, and he needed to either take the test or choose a refusal. So maybe this guy ate his own shit, thinking that that would fool the breathalyzer test. This guy is brilliant. Kosolek eventually left the bathroom, looking at the floor, walking towards the officer. Langley asked Kosolek what was in his mouth, and he continued to walk towards the officer, head down and expressionless. When Kosolek was about 4 feet from the officer, he looked up, opened his mouth, and took a deep breath. Quote, as I observed what he had in his mouth, I took a step back and began turning my head as he violently spit the contents of his mouth towards my face, Officer Langley wrote in the affidavit. I felt the matter strike the left side of my face and head. Kosolek also had feces on his hands. It's messy. Probably a type... It's got to be at least a type 5. It was, like, spread on his hands like that. Not a hard turd. Hard turds don't leave that much of a streak on your hands, typically. Got to be a little mushy. He was restrained and taken to the La Plata or something county jail and booked on suspicion of felony assault. Durango Police Captain Mickey Browning said there are health concerns whenever an officer comes into contact with bodily fluids, especially when it's spit right into your mouth. I just get floored sometimes, the treatment of our officers endure in the course of business. It's a reminder of what our guys go through. And what is wrong with my fucking mixer now? God damn it! I'm going to have to get a new one. Does anyone have suggestions for audio mixers? Email me. It's a reminder of what our guys go through and the things we do to keep the public safe. This is not something that is listed on any job description. So, there you go. Second story we have for you today. I don't know how you're going to top that. Yes, this one comes from Louisiana. A Harvey woman accused of killing her 2-year-old grandson, I'm interested, has claimed she whipped the toddler, stomped on the toddler, and of course, burned the toddler. Oh, baby's on fire, and I'm burning up. Baby's on fire.
Baby's on fire. Better throw her in the water.
So many songs about burning your baby. All right, back to the story here. A footprint pressed flatly into Titus Gooseberry's back. Jesus Christ, what a name. Caused fatal damage, tearing apart the youngster's liver, Detective Solomon Burke said Tuesday. Authorities believe that footprint belonged to his grandmother, Janella Lewis Black, who was accused of second-degree murder of the boy on January 14th or 15th. The coroner actually said it was the worst lacerated liver she had ever seen. She said when she cut him open, a piece of his liver popped out. Holy Christ. Lewis, 40, was the primary caretaker for Titus. Titus and his 3-year-old brother in a Lauren Drive apartment she shared with her partner, Tanya Gooseberry. Lewis has denied brutalizing the child, claiming the injuries were either accidental or the result of disciplinary actions. You crushed the baby with your foot. She explained that some injuries were caused in a car wreck in Texas, a claim that was not true, the detective said. Titus's brother is in state custody. Their mother, Janelle, who left her children with her mother in early January, could not be reached for comment. Tanya Gooseberry, 35, who also uses the name Tony Gooseberry, lesbian, has been booked with obstruction of justice in the case. She's accused of lying to authorities about Titus's injuries. While Gooseberry's gender is listed as female, Burke alternately described her using male and female pronouns and used step-grandfather to describe her relationship to Titus. Uh-huh. It's unclear why Titus was given the Gooseberry surname. Lewis and Gooseberry, this is very complex. There's a lot of gender bending in this story. Baby's better off dead. Lewis and Gooseberry also face charges of failing to return rental equipment. What? In connection with allegedly keeping a television sofa and loveseat they rented last year. Let's just focus on the baby's death. Let's not worry about, you know, the lawsuit filed by Rent-A-Center. To me, that should be a whole other separate case. I don't know why they're lumping it all together. Assistant District Attorney Laura Schneidau asked Burke about the outline of the footprint found on Titus's back and Lewis's explanation for it. Quote, Lewis claimed he got tied up in her feet while she tried to put out the trash and she stepped on him. She said she dusted him off, changed his clothing, and put him to bed. Hours later, Titus began vomiting blood and eventually stopped breathing. The child was dead on arrival, DOA baby, at a West Bank hospital where doctors observed the injuries and called the sheriff's office. So there you go. And finally today, police arrested a man who allegedly caused quite a disturbance earlier this week when he urinated on food inside a Kroger grocery store in North Little Rock, Arkansas. The incident happened Tuesday night and ended with Jerry Patterson, 58, of North Little Rock, in jail. Police say he was drunk at the time. Kroger managers told officers the man urinated on $500 worth of chicken. Keep fucking that chicken.
Keep fucking that chicken. Keep fucking that chicken. Takes a tough man to make a tender forecast, Nick.
I guess that's me.
Takes a tough man to make a tender forecast, Nick.
I guess that's me.
Keep fucking that chicken.
All right, back to the story here. Yes, Kroger managers told officers the man urinated on $500 worth of chicken and also ate a large package of ham. Sure. Patterson is charged with public intoxication, theft of property, and criminal mischief. Police were called to the store to investigate a report of a drunk man who was being very verbally aggressive with store workers. Patterson was reported by officers to have been unsteady on his feet, smelled of alcohol, and had bloodshot eyes when they arrived on the scene. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me, please.
The goo what, man? It's your favorite show member, Incognito, checking in. Bro, I think we need to start a new thread because, quite frankly, I'm tired of people calling in and lying about whether they wipe their ass and down standing up.
Yeah, I'm over that, too.
So, the question I pose to you, sir, is, yes, would you rather be fucked in the ass by a guy or would you rather be fucked in the ass by a chick with a strap on? I know you're thinking the obvious answer is a chick with a strap on because, you know, we're not fucking faggots. But think about it.
Oh, okay, I'll take the guy.
A chick with a strap on could fuck you, like, indefinitely, or at least until she's exhausted.
That's true.
But you might get lucky, the dude might be, like, a two-pound chump.
I would think strap-ons would be more painful, you know what I mean? Because strap-on dicks are more unrealistic penises. They're like, larger, typically, than a normal guy, and harder. So yeah, for a variety of reasons. Why is everyone asking me weird gay sex questions today? I do not like. All right, next up here.
Hi, Tim. Can you do this?
Yeah. Oh, I got a. Enough. Hold on here. Yes, caller. Hello. This is where you speak.
Hey, man.
I talk, you talk.
Yes.
Hey.
Fucking A. All right, I need to get food. What the fuck do I want? Do I want a pizza or do I want fucking burritos? Make a call here, man.
I need your help.
Like,
walking what kind of burrito? Would it be like a Chipotle burrito or like a microwavable burrito?
The shitty fucking microwavable kind. I'm in the middle of a fucking store right now.
Pizza. Go with pizza.
Fucking A. Love you. Jimmy right. Boo. Right, fuck
no
yes.
Glad I could help. Enjoy your lunch. Bye. Boy, this live phone line was just a horrible idea.
Yes. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please.
Yes,
cat in the closet. Don't make me get the hose. Daddy says there ain't much time.
I just don't have good luck with the phone lines, do I?
Hey, Tim Boo, what to do? This is Lifetime member Blake from Minnesota calling. Just wanted to say I really enjoy that Money Crush audio and song, especially. So
play more
keep
it
up, dude. Really, thanks a lot.
You just like pissing off other listeners, huh?
Timothy, it is BonerScar81, longtime Sideshow member from the very beginning.
Yes.
And I choose to remain a Sideshow member rather than a Lifetime to give you more money.
Well,
so
I appreciate
there's a thought behind that.
Either way you go, I like it.
Now, I'm a few days behind, and I just heard you sing It's Raining Men. And I have never before thought you were such a fucking careless fairy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That
Nothing makes you sound more gay than singing to the weather girls.
Maybe. As a careless fairy myself, I can judge. That was maybe one of the gayest things I've ever heard, and it was excellent. And also,
I've been singing a lot lately. I got to stop because I'm really not good at it. Yes, on yesterday's Sideshow exclusive program, of all fucking things, I sang 10,000 Maniacs, some 10,000 Maniacs song. And today I've got Danger Zone.
I'd like to give a shout out to my fellow DV listener who's in Singapore. And so anyhow, hope he is well. Later, bye.
Well, yeah, hello to Singapore, listening to DV.
Hey, Timmy Boo, that's from Number One Boo here. I just figured, you know, we asked for t-shirts, and you did us a favor and gave us t-shirts. So when you asked for somebody to call in and play this audio so you could sing to it with yourself singing to it, I figured I'd
go ahead
and do that for you. So here goes, bub.
Isn't awesome God he reigns?
Wait.
Isn't awesome God he reigns? From heaven above with wisdom, power, and love, our God is an awesome God. Now, you know, feel free to call in and continue this. A giant chorus of Timmy singing. My favorite Tonetta song. Cucks.
Tim, Sideshow member DJ C here. Just checking in with the Jagoo.com web orders. I see you're out of everything. Us fat bastards who are sitting around smoking a lot of pot and just chilling. We're late to the game. I want to order some stuff. 2XL shirt, please, if you can.
Look, here's the thing. Yeah, where's this at?
Sure. I would love to grab that one, but you're out. Get more.
Well, listen, I'm probably out of this stuff. I'm not sure. Occasionally what will happen is people will start to place an order and then not pay, and then the system is supposed to drop those in those order, the merchandise, and make it available again, but sometimes it doesn't. So I may have a few things left over. I have to check the software. And I'm still trying to get out the rest of the orders that I already have. So after I do that, then I'll check to see what I have left for you guys. I'm pretty much out of the cards. I know that for sure. And finally today...
Hey, Tim, I'm about a week behind. So if this has been brought up, forgive me. But I think I have the definitive answer for the whole wiping controversy.
Yes.
And that is if you walk by me and I don't smell your ass,
you
wipe right.
Okay.
I don't care if you wipe sitting down, standing up, or had your butt steam cleaned.
Yeah, I think that should be the final word on things. Who cares? All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Watch guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. It's an OH-GOD.
Fuck you, silly cunt. You got fucking no problem.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. If you are Sideshow Freaks, I'll see you back on Monday. Otherwise, enjoy some best of shows. Bye, everybody.
Revving up your engine. Listen to her howl and roar. Metal on the tension. Begging you to touch and go. Highway to the danger zone. Ride into the danger zone. Heading into twilight, spreading out her wings tonight. She's got you jumping off the deck, shoving into overdrive. Highway to the danger zone. soul. I'll take you right into the danger zone. Never say hello to you until you get on the red line overload. You'll never know what you can do until you get it up as high as you can go.
Guitar solo.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Out along the edge, always where I burn to be. The further on the edge, the hotter the intensity. Highway to the danger zone. Gonna take you right into the danger zone.